This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So another weekend, another look around a church in a graveyard for me with my two-year-old and my five-year-old daughters. They're obsessed with churches. I don't know what it is and where this comes from. And same with the big sister, Erin, actually, who's 14 now. She'd be mortified for me saying this on the radio, but she was obsessed with churches and having a look around graveyards when she was a kid. And even if, like, you're not religious or anything, there's something about walking around the calmness and the high ceilings and the imposing nature of a church that makes your head go a bit wobbly. Do you know what I mean? And, John, it kind of dawned on me this weekend that maybe my children are fascinated with churches and that because they've not had churches in their lives like I had when I was a kid. Because I don't know about you, I had to go to church every Sunday with my folks. I used to go to like a religious youth club as well. And then we used to have to go to mass with school. We had school assemblies and all that kind of stuff as well. Did you used to have to go to mass and like church stuff when you were a kid at school? The more I talk about my childhood, it sounds like Great Expectations or something. But that's what it was like. It was taught by nuns and everything as well. But those school assemblies were like and the masses were like a hotbed of like fainting. Do you have a lad or a kid in your school that used to faint all the time? We had this one kid, Christopher Sherborne, who'd been down more times than Southend United. And the teachers used to stand at the back if you went to church. You could feel their laser-like gaze, you know, boring into the back of your head. And my favourite bit about going to like masses with school or having like a you know school assembly was the hymns etc. Because we used to have this old fella come in called Mr. Gander, who I think back then in the 80s was about 110 years old. But he used to come in and play this kind of honky tonk piano that was in the hall, heavily polished school assembly hall, and we used to sing along to it. And he always used to end by slapping down the keyboard and going, "Good morning, boys, girls, and teachers." So, look, if you have... Maybe this is me. The weird thing is, right, I've explained this to my producer, Adem, and he didn't have to go to church at all with school. So, isn't it... Was my childhood Angela's Ashes? Dee says yes. And when the Pope visited the UK in 82, we got to spend the whole day watching the TV coverage of his visit in the hall on a TV on wheels. Imagine it must have been like watching a major rock festival or something for our teacher, Sister Philippa. Genuinely think, just as an aside, I genuinely think Everton Football Club will be the death of me. Mark that in your diaries when Bush said it, if something happens. That's weird, he was only talking about it on the radio the other day with strange choral music in the background. Anyway, asking you, if you had to go to church or mass or school assemblies when you were a kid, what was it like? Because I've just noticed none of my kids have to do that at all. It's like maybe not a thing anymore. Colin says, Cold Day Grammar, 1986, everyone went to Chester Cathedral to celebrate the school's 350th anniversary. He'd never seen so many buses. One of my favourite bits about going to mass or doing school assemblies was the hymns. Can't beat a good school hymn, but it's quite traumatic for some, like Sue, who's on the line. Sue, tell us what happened to you.
Oh, well, I went to a C of E school, although I had a little friend who used to tell people he went to a coffee school because it said C of E, and he thought it was coffee.
Love it.
You mentioned school assemblies, my experience of that is a bit traumatic. Our headmistress had a little white poodle called Esther, and whenever the headmistress used to play the piano for us to sing along with the hymns,
brilliant.
She had this little poodle on her shoulder, and the poodle would join in and would howl along to the hymns. It was an absolute nightmare. So we're all trying to stay in tune and keep, you know, singing the hymn as we're supposed to. This dog is howling. So we get to the end of the... And this happened every day.
Wow.
We get to the end of the hymn, and then she'd go, "Well, that was terrible," and put the lid of the piano down. And she didn't mean the dog. She meant us. She meant we were terrible. So, yes, I mean, well... Yeah,
I love it. So if you hear, like, you know, a hymn now from back in the day, can you hear that dog? Can you hear Esther howl in the background?
Yes, I can. Onward Christian Soldiers was the one that perhaps traumatises me most. Esther is howling away to that one to this day.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I've just been talking about school assemblies a fair old bit because I've been thinking about churches and childhoods. Over the weekend, my daughters wanted to explore another church. And you know what? I've made up a little game over the weekend, thought I'm going to try it on you lot on Monday. Plus, Richie's not here to maybe talk me out of it. And it is based upon the British public's communal love of hymns. Used to love a good sing-along back in the day, and still do. We love a good hymn in this country. So for the next 15 minutes here on Home Time, it's a bit of an experiment, and this may go really badly, but I don't care. We're going to play Name That Hymn. And it's going to test whether you were concentrating when you were sat cross-legged on the floor in assembly in the 1980s. Can you guess a hymn, a famous hymn, just from its opening chords? OK, here we go. Here's the hymn. Can you guess what it is just from the intro? Any idea what that was? It's almost like muscle memory. Again, imagine yourself sitting on the floor, heavily polished, school assembly hall from back in the 80s. One more time. Dazza in Essex says, is the hymn the theme from Neighbours? It's not, mate, but it's a good guess. We have Andrew on the line. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Have you had a good Monday so far?
It's not been too bad.
Good man. Did you used to have to do school assemblies and go to Mass when you were a kid?
Yes, I did, and I still do, as I'm a minister in the church.
Oh, wow, fantastic. So do you do hymns? You sing along?
We do occasionally. It's usually sort of round about harvest time and sort of Christmas that are the main ones. But
oh, aye, harvest festival. Is that what we're saying there, Andrew? A bit of harvest festival action?
Oh, absolutely, but not so much we plough the fields and scatter as big red combine harvester it tends to be nowadays.
Can I ask you a question about hymns? Like, are all the hymns written? Like, that's it, done and dusted now? Or do people come out with, like, new hymns?
No, they're still being written. There's people who write stuff to do with things that are happening in the news, and the hymn book that's used in the church that I go to was only actually produced 15-odd years ago, so...
Okay, so a lot of us will know the kind of classics, the bangers from back in the day, but there are new hymns being made all the time. Let's have a listen one more time to this bit of music. Actually, it really does sound like Neighbours, but it isn't. Andrew, what hymn is that?
It's Autumn Days When the Grass Is Jewelled.
It does sound like a banger, but it's not right, Andrew, even though you are a minister.
Oh, dear. I'll never live this one down with the congregation.
Lost face with the congregation, the worst type of losing face. Well, good to speak to you, man, and pass on our love to the congregation, to the team.
I will do. Thanks very much.
Nice one, man. Have a good Monday. Well, there you go. I think we might have got, much to the chagrin of our producer, Adam, even though that's not the right saying of the word, we might have a rollover on Name That Hymn. We play again tomorrow.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute Radio 60s.
That's right. If you listen to this show via Absolute Radio 60s, you have impeccable taste in music and you might know what this sound effect from the 60s is. A lot of people have been guessing it. No one's got anywhere near so far. Up for grabs, a Home Time show signed DAB Digital Radio. Let's speak to our contestant tonight, who is Jackie. How are you doing, Jackie?
Hi, hello. Great, thanks.
Where are you calling from?
Ramsbottom in Lancashire.
And have you had a good day? Have you had a good Monday so far?
I've had a very good Monday. I've had my fevers all the time, but I have had this past 6 weeks because I broke my leg.
Oh, no. How did you break your leg, Jackie?
I slipped on ice in January.
Wow, what a very specific injury. And where were you, like, crawling around on ice that made you slip over?
Walking the dog. So, yeah. I was being really careful, but it was rain on ice and I just didn't get it. I just didn't see it. So.
Oh, wow. And then was there people around to help you, or did you have to crawl back like the Revenant?
I was with my husband. He took the dogs home and a nice man from one of the houses came and got some polythene for me to sit on because it was all icy. I was very wet. And then I was taken to the hospital.
Bless him. That's cool. Have you had like a big leg in plaster thing? What's the vibe been going on with that?
Well, no, I had what they call a cricket wrap or something. I had metal plates put in, so I didn't have to have plaster. But it's just going to take a while to heal, really.
Do you feel robbed of the people being able to sign it thing because they've not done the plaster thing? I feel like we'd want a bit of kind of credit for that. Do you know what I mean?
I broke my wrist 2 years ago, and now I'd rather not have the plaster. I haven't got anything on it now. I can actually get about, but I do have to put my feet up a bit. It does mean my poor husband has to do all the housework and the dog walking and the cooking. It's really awful.
It sounds all right, this. I might go dog walking with you next time. And you've broken your wrist as well before. All right, Evel Knievel. Yeah.
I know. That was tripping in the woods, walking the dogs again.
There you go. Seems to be a theme and there's a pattern here. Well, listen, let's get down to business. Which radio station do you listen to this show via in our family of stations here at Absolute Radio?
I have to say I do listen to the main station.
Absolute Radio Main. Love that. Yeah. And then the 1960s, were you around in the 1960s? Or what's your thing?
Yeah. In the 1960s, I was from 5 to 15. So, yeah. So okay. I was a kid in those days, yeah.
Right, so this is your specialist area. Have a listen to this. Jackie, what is that sound of the decades?
Well, it sounds like the game Kaplunk to me.
I remember that. I had that when I was a kid. Lots of marbles and lots of quite painful-looking spiky sticks.
Yeah, that's right. And you had to keep pulling them out and not let the marbles fall through.
How sure are you, Jackie?
I feel quite sure.
Let's find out.
You're a loser, and you have lost.
Sorry, Jackie.
Hello. OK, thank you.
It's a great suggestion, a game from yesteryear as well. Lovely to speak to you, and stay out of trouble this evening. Keep your feet up, OK?
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
There you go. Well, lovely to speak to you. We play again tomorrow, another rollover on Sound of the Decades. If you think you know what it is, you've been shouting at the radio, be ready tomorrow.
Richie's Daily Takeaway.
The weekend was quite challenging, let me put it that way. In other news, isn't it great being late to the party on stuff? Because you get to enjoy it, even though it's all done and dusted and everyone's kind of watched it or listened to it or done it. Do you know what I mean? I can't believe it's taken me so long to watch this TV show, but I am now completely in love with The Sopranos. Even though, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't like the theme, which is this. And what I do when I'm watching it on the train home, this is really childish, actually. I will video myself fast-forwarding this theme tune on my iPad, then send it to our producer, Nick, who loves The Sopranos and thinks this is the greatest TV theme tune of all time. But I hate it. Anyway, like, you don't need me to explain The Sopranos to you because it was on ages ago. But it's a series that revolves around Tony Soprano, played by the brilliant late, great James Gandolfini, a New Jersey-based Italian-American mobster who struggles to balance his family life with his role as the leader of a criminal organisation. And it is brilliant. I can't get enough of it. One thing that has kind of struck me, though, is that I found out the other day that it's mentioned in an episode that I watched that Tony Soprano is 42. I'm older than Tony Soprano. What the hell's going on there? Other thing I like about it is unreconstructed. In that it's kind of warts and all, like things used to be back in the day. You know, like some of the new stuff these days? I don't want to sound like my dad, but it's so preachy. Do you know what I mean? A lot of stuff's kind of right on. I'll get lost. It's back to the good old days, the olden days. But here's the thing, though. I've already burned my way through to season 4, so I've watched quite a lot of it. I think I'm halfway through. There's 8 seasons of it. The only TV show or series that I've ever watched through more than once is Peep Show, which, in my opinion, is the greatest British comedy TV series of all time. So I've watched that, like, I think 3 times through. But aside from that, I've never watched a TV series through again. Like, I love Breaking Bad, but I can't imagine watching it through. This could be the first time I've ever done it with Sopranos, because I reckon if I watch it again from the start, I'll pick up on stuff that I might have missed before. My question to you, my dear listeners, can I say plural? Basically, is have you watched a TV show or TV series more than once? I had Chris and Nikki in Ballericke, which rhymes. Brooklyn 99. I reckon we've watched series 1 and 2 about 10 times, every bit. It's our watch in bed programme. Doesn't matter if we fall asleep, seen it already. And every episode we choose not to skip the intro. Why would we? It's having a pop of the fact that I don't like the intro to The Sopranos. Film myself skipping it and send it to our producer. That's the kind of guy I am, folks. We've got Todd on the line. Todd, what show have you watched more than once?
Oh, The OC. It's an American teen programme that used to be on in the noughties.
Right.
Misha Barton and lots of other people in it. It was a very teen-based programme. Lots of music, The Killers, The Subways, lots of indie rock bands on it and everything as well.
Isn't that song California, the theme tune?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Who's that by?
Phantom Planet, according to producer Adam over there. Yeah, Phantom Planet.
So how many times, Todd, have you watched The OC and how does it make you feel?
Oh, I love it. It takes me back to being the good times when I was younger. So I've watched it 36 times and I'm in the middle of watching it again. I've got it on DVD for when it was originally out.
Good man.
I watch it all the time, religiously.
Sorry, do you mean you've watched series one to whatever, how many it was, like four or something?
Yeah, there's four series. I've watched them 36 times.
Oh, my word, that is unbelievable. You must know every single line.
Well, a lot, yeah.
And do you spot stuff each time you have a run-through of this programme that you didn't know or witness previously?
I did previously, yeah, don't get me wrong, but I think I've seen it that much now, that many times now. I think I've seen it all.
Do you put it on when times are dark? Todd, is it that kind of comforting for you?
Oh, it's like an uplifting programme, and it just takes me back to being that age, late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
Era.
And you, our producer tells me that you're a fellow Evertonian, so if you're after something to comfort you, you must be watching this at 5 o'clock most Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. It's for me since 33 years an Everton fan, because of my dad and my brother, older brother as well.
Okay, well, listen, can you send over the DVD box set? Because I think I'm going to need it, given how this season's panning out. Good to speak to you, man.
Tell me about it. That's a bush.
I'm loving Sopranos so much. I thought it was halfway through it. Someone's just pointed out that There isn't eight series, there's only six, so I'm at series four, which is kind of hurt me a little bit, because it means there's only two more series left, but I definitely will go back and watch it again, which is something I've never done before. I always just like once and done with TV shows and series, but if you've watched something more than once through, tell us about it. Loza says Vampire Diaries three times, in between there's too many to count. This text says, guys have just started watching all the X-Files again from the beginning. And then Twig says, Bush, it's got to be Only Fools and Horses, an absolute classic, the Christmas special every year, absolutely timeless. Now, I've got quite controversial views on Only Fools and Horses, in that I think Only Fools and Horses only got good when Uncle Albert was in it. I thought Grandad wasn't very good, wasn't funny up until Uncle Albert was in. You may have a different opinion on this. I'm willing to meet up in a pub car park and duke it out, and we'll sort this out once and for all. But until we get that sorted out, let's go to the phones and speak to Kerry, who watches one show a lot. What is that, Kerry?
I've watched The West Wing from start to finish three times now, just finished this weekend.
So you've watched The West Wing three times through. How many series are there? And do you know how many episodes there are in a series?
There are seven series and 22 episodes series.
Oh, my word. So seven lots of 22, and you've done that three times through?
Yes, yep.
And so is it your favourite TV show of all time?
Absolutely, definitely, yep. Absolutely love it.
And why is it so good?
It's really interesting. It's got really good characters. There's lots of jaw-dropping moments. It's really interesting to see what happens in the West Wing. It feels like it's maybe a bit true to life of what it really might be like to work for the President of the United States.
Yeah, the corridors of power. And do other people watch this with you, go on this journey? I'm being told it's in total, three times through the West Wing, is 462 episodes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, and that's kind of a bit of the problem, is that I want to be watching all the time and nobody else in the house wants to.
Well, do you have to go up to your own room and watch it, have your own study, or how does it work?
Yeah, I'll go and sit in the bedroom and watch a couple of episodes at a time, try not to spend too much time away from the family, but it's hard work, because I want to watch the next episode, even though I know what's going to happen.
And the thing that's kind of come up a lot in the discussion about this is that people use it as it's a bit of a comfort blanket. Is it a comfort blanket for you, The West Wing?
Yeah, absolutely, because the characters, some of them are so nice, and it's kind of, with watching it several times, you do know what's going to happen, so you're waiting for the good stuff to happen, even though you know you've got to get through the bad stuff first, but you know there's some really good, you know, things that are going to come up.
Well, there you go, maybe that could be next on my list, because I've never watched any of it, so maybe that's, even though 462 episodes and a three-time spin is some commitment, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I could do it again quite easily. Could do it again, and I probably will.
Nathan in Lincoln says, Bush, I'm on my fourth run-through of Robin of Sherwood. What about that? An old classic from the 80s. And discovered it's there in all its glory in ITVX. I love Robin of Sherwood. It has a special place in my heart because my mum and dad used to make us walk around Bradford-on-Avon every weekend, every Sunday when we were a kid. If you had somewhere that your parents used to always make you go for a walk. But the Tithe Barn in Bradford-on-Avon was used as the main bit in the old 80s Robin of Sherwood's TV show. So I kind of get with that, Nathan and Lincoln. In other news, we've had a very fancy voice note in from Jess, who's going to tell us about a TV show that she always likes to watch.
Hey, Bush. Listener Jess here. So every year I watch How I Met Your Mother. I think probably about 4 or 5 times a year. It takes up a lot of my time, but I just really enjoy it. And also, I'm really lazy and I can't be bothered getting into anything new. And I know what's going to happen on How I Met Your Mother. So I know what to expect. It's easy watching and I'm just lazy.
There you go. People use these programmes for more than just entertainment. It's a bit of a comfort blanket, as I said earlier on. Thank you for that, Jess.
This is The Daily Takeaway.